Today is Thursday, April 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And I usually do it with a little bit of trashy EDM music at the beginning. So, that's how we roll around here. We like some trashy... You know what? I said EDM music, and I believe the M in EDM stands for music. It's kind of like ATM machine. We like a little bit of trashy dance music around here. I say we. I like a little bit of trashy dance music. But that is how I roll. I also like to play a closing theme music at the end, and then I like to end the show when the closing theme music ends. Because, again, that's how I like to do my podcasts. So anyway, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day, a fantastic day. I had a call from my mom earlier today, and I don't know. I really need therapy. I do. I started out with a little bit of passive aggressiveness because I'm a people pleaser, and when people criticize things, I have a little bit of a mixture of emotions that happen. I start by feeling sad that someone doesn't love every single thing that I do. And then it goes into all these different emotions until it becomes anger. And I love all of my listeners. I love everyone. Like, no, I don't love everyone. I don't love everyone. But that is I have these. So I just should not interact with people. I should just do it and not even know. I should, for instance, I'm going to start doing YouTube again at some point. I should never have the comments on, because I should just throw it out there. If people like it, they join and listen. That's part of the reason why when people say they listen to my personal journal podcast, I always say, oh, why? It's just a personal, it's like a diary. You know, I just sit down and record my random thoughts, and generally I repeat things and, you know, talk about uninteresting topics. Why do you like it? But look, I love it that some people do like it. Don't get me wrong. So I'm going back to that because, and the reason I'm going back to that is because my mom called me, and I've told you guys how, you know, I have those same emotions with my mother where I really want to please her, and I will have a range of emotions where if I know that I'm not pleasing her, I will start sad. And then I'll get indignant, and then I'll get angry. And then, of course, I never tell her these things until it explodes, you know, on a, like we're at the table in our snow ski trip, and she's watching Fox News. And I'm like, well, I know somebody who's going crazy because they're watching Fox News. And then it all bubbles up to the surface, right? I was actually going to start the show with zero music. Because, and nobody, very few people know what I'm even talking about. There was some feedback that my new choice of music sucks. And so I'm sort of going through all the levels of emotion right here live on the show. Because why not? Everyone loves the crazy. So my mom called me and I wasn't able to answer because I was in a meeting. But She left me a message, and she said that she wanted to talk about this weekend. Well, Mark and I saw my parents this weekend, and I love my parents. I like hanging out with them on occasion, but I don't want to hang out with them every single weekend. I just don't want to do that because the weekends seem to fly by. I've been, you know I talk a lot about work being stressful and stuff like that, but I've been working long hours recently. And, you know, like till 6:30 last night, and I've had some evening meetings, and I've had to get up extra early some days to get some stuff done to prepare. And there's just a lot of stuff going on, and I'm blessed to have a really good job and make good money, but it's been very busy. And on the weekends, they seem to fly by so fast. And my parents don't live that far away, but occasionally I want Mark and I to just have a night where we can order a restaurant, you know, order from a restaurant, watch a movie, relax, whatever the case may be. And I don't want to do anything on a Sunday night because we have work the next day, and I like to zone out and not have to, you know, be obligated to do something. And also, my cheat day is on Saturday. So if my mom wants to eat dinner with us, I don't know. It's such a pain in the ass when you're trying to do a diet and you want to, it's not just parents, like getting together with friends, anyone, you don't want to be that person that's like, well, I can't eat that. Well, I can't eat that. That's not on my diet. So really the only day I could do anything with them is on Saturday. But that takes up our Saturday, which is the best day of the weekend. It's the best day of the weekend. So my mom left a message. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about the weekend. And I started having these thoughts about, she's going to ask us to hang out this weekend. We already hung out last weekend. But this is Easter weekend. Oh, maybe she'll want to have lunch on Sunday because it's Easter, which would be okay because at least that doesn't eat up our Saturday. I haven't even talked to her yet, but I was having all these thoughts. I've probably gone through all of those emotions. I've probably gone through disappointment to a little bit of anger to a little bit of whatever. And I haven't even talked to her yet. And I don't know. So she called me earlier today. The other thing, I know I've mentioned this. I went into the attic earlier because I got this Tableau TV that I was telling you guys about yesterday. I think it was yesterday that I was telling you guys about it. And I want to put, basically I want to put an antenna in the attic and I want to use that Tableau to be like the DVR for all of the various channels that we have here locally. But I'm going to need to hang the antenna somewhere high up in the attic. There's no windows in the attic. I'm worried that we're not going to pick up very much because they always tell you to put your antennas next to the window. Now, I could put the antenna on the outside of the house, but I do not want to do that. I'm a little bit afraid of heights when it comes to getting on ladders. And one of the reasons we paid to have the Christmas lights put on the house is I wanted to have those lights that frame your roof, that kind of outline your roof, but I was scared to get up on the roof or scared to get on a ladder that's that high and go all the way around the roof. And so the same thing is true. Our attic is very tall. We have a very tall attic, and they didn't really make a lot of places to stand. There's only about a 5 by 10 foot rectangle right in front of the air conditioning unit that I can actually stand on. They didn't do, and I think maybe I could get a worker to come out at some point and maybe, I don't know, maybe put in some more flooring of some type in the attic. I know it probably isn't approved to have a real room in there, but there's a lot of space in the attic, but there's nowhere to put anything because there's like no boards down. And I don't know how these people do it. When they came in to run the Ethernet lines, they had to go in the attic and walk around. I don't know how they do it, because one time when Mark and I moved into the very first house that we lived in together, I was storing some stuff in the attic. But again, we were in a situation where this attic was not, they didn't really put down any flooring in this attic. And so I put some flooring up there. I put some plywood or something. I don't remember. Maybe there was a little bit, but I wanted more. And so I put some extra, but I stepped through the ceiling because I lost my balance. And when I'm walking in an attic, I'm always afraid that I'm going to step through the ceiling. And they have they put the insulation, and you can't even see where the boards are and where it's just blank space. It's hard to tell. So I went in there to look like, to think, oh, where am I going to hang this antenna? And I'm too scared to walk around on all the, it's difficult. I tried to step on one little piece and it was very flimsy and it looked like they had just put it there to hold in the insulation. It wasn't really tacked down very well. And I almost fell over. I almost stepped in between and stepped through the ceiling. And so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I should just hire someone to come and attach an antenna to the side of the house and run the wire in. Maybe there's someone I could pay to do that. I'm not sure. You know, and it's a first world problem. We want to get rid of YouTube TV. Not really even a first world problem, because we do want to get rid of YouTube TV and use an antenna. But it's just getting the stuff done that's a pain in the butt. All right, well, it's the end of the song. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.